Couple of weeks ago, we premiered a new song from Empowered Music, and that was the brainchild of Peter Silkea. It started as a poem, and then it went into the hands of Nathan Plumridge, and then to producer David Crowe. Now, it is a great track. We'll give it a spin in a moment, but I wanted to give you a bit of a rundown on how that track came to be. I know it started with a poem, Peter.
So it started as a thought, some words that I wanted to say to my friends who don't know the Lord, and what would I do if I was sending them a message somehow through music. So it became words, and then the essence of it is also just about loss and grief and helping people that are suffering and struggling. So any money that comes to Empowered Music from this is going off to a charity.
Because
I'd like to earn something, but I'd rather do something for this, in this case, to help people that are struggling with their own lives. So it's going to a charity that is helping people who may suicide, so people suffering in that area, particularly Indigenous people. So Dave, my son-in-law and daughter live in Alice Springs. I've had a little bit to do with some Indigenous people. There's an Indigenous girl singing in the backing vocals. And so that fund is a very worthy fund. And so that's, that was another facet of it, just about loss and grief, to help people that have lost someone perhaps through that.
All right. Well, how did you go, Nathan, with picking up what was essentially a poem and making a song about it?
Yeah, it's a great challenge. Like, it doesn't happen often, that type of a thing. So I was really excited. Sort of got the computer open and just sat at the piano, and the lyrics did hit me straight in the heart, because I actually have lost a sister-in-law and a couple of months ago my mum to unexpected cancer, and the whole lyric of it just got me, and I was like, yeah, that's unreal. So I just sat down and I just started playing, just started singing top of the sheet, straight down, and and then shuffled a few things around, and it was really quite organic. This one Saturday morning, I was just smashing it out, hit record on my phone, a terrible iPhone demo, and then sent it on to Dave and hoped that he could interpret something out of that, and he sure did, so that was great.
Clearly you did, David. Clearly you picked up and you've incorporated those Indigenous backing vocals there. How did that come about? Was that a discussion, or did you just know that was meant to be in there?
The original demo I got sent had this beautiful melody in between the lyrics, and it was the part that you can hear now in the background with a da-da-da-da, it's the melody. And initially Nathan was singing that in between the lyrics. Peter and I had this discussion, and we thought, what about a gospel choir singing that? keeping things, very grand in our vision there.
why go small when you can have a gospel choir involved there?
That's right. Orchestra maybe, string section. So in the end, I called upon a good friend of mine, Cassie Williams, who's actually from a community 150 kilometres west of Alice Springs, and Daria community, and she was coming into town, so I asked her if she could come and help out. So we made our own gospel choir, a choir of Cassie's. So she's there singing six layers of backing vocals, blended and put in the background there, and that became that melody that just sits in between the chorus lines. So it was that effect of having a small gospel choir with the choir of Cassie's, and it was just, the final touch on the production, actually. That was the last thing that was recorded, and I think it kind of glued everything together.
Yeah, and certainly that's well said, actually. I think it is definitely a track that you can hear. You can feel God's hand through every bit of it there as well.
Yeah, God's hand, I think, was through the whole thing, definitely. When you mentioned that, I waved at you, let me speak. because when Nathan replied and said he loved the idea, but he said he was quite busy, and I understand busy, and so I said, yeah, I get that. But I just went, okay, we're going to pray. And when God wants something and you pray and you're doing something that he's set in motion already, it resonates with him, and And so I just got, I've got a little prayer team, and I said, this is what's happening. This guy is busy and he's talented, and I'm praying, and would you join me that he gets a supernatural download? So that's what I was praying. I think it was about 2 days or something, Nathan.
It was amazing, actually, because I was thinking, I said to Peter, look, it could be up to 4 weeks. Like, it's just a bit going on at the moment. And yeah, I was like, just the idea came and I was like, no, I need to get on and start pursuing this idea. And yeah, it was just amazing. It was only a couple of days later and there it was. So, yeah.
And as Nathan alluded to earlier, that when the download started, I think, on a Friday night and then was completed on the Saturday morning.
Yeah, yep.
And I checked the time with Nathan. What time did you finish? Because my friend passed away on the Friday Saturday morning, I beg your pardon. Oh, so it was around the same time, 10:25, 10:30. So it's almost like God was sealing this thing and saying, yeah, this is me, this is what I want. And when I told that to my friends, that touched all of them, the others. Yeah, that touched them.
Yeah, and of course, when we were talking the previous week about this song, I know we all had elements that we could relate to, you know, David, Nathan, Peter, obviously there, but myself too, when I heard that track and came out of that track, listening to it, it's like, yeah, there are people I'm thinking of. There's really one person I'm thinking of when I'm listening to that track. So, yeah, tissues were involved. And you rightly said that too. Yes, it is a track where it will target heartstrings, tissues involved. And I am looking forward to playing it a lot more right here on 96.3. David Crowe, Nathan Plumridge and Peter Sakia, thank you for your time today. You have got a bit of a behind the scenes of the brand new track from Empowered Music, Seven in Heaven. Thanks very much for your time, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. Thanks, Ross.